highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth the Son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And then Mary said to the angel, Well, how can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered her and said, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing it will be impossible. Say that with me. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to the city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened, when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, that the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, Blessed are you among women, and blessed be the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there shall be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. And then Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly estate of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown his strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts, and he has put down the mighty with their thrones. He exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Hallelujah. My soul magnifies the Lord as we sing with Mary. Amen.
Good news of great joy for every woman and every man. This will be a sign to you, a baby born in Bethlehem. Come and worship, do not be afraid. A company of angels, glory in the highest, and on the earth a peace among those on whom his favor rests. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid. Oh no, my soul, magnifies the Lord, my soul. Magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me. Unto you a child is born, unto us a son is given. Let every heart be very strong. Let every nation under heaven come and worship. Do not be afraid. Oh no, my soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord.
Love. loving love, and wonders loving love, and wonders and wonders of His love. Joy, unspeakable joy, and overflowing well, no tongue can tell. Joy, unspeakable joy, the madness in my soul never lets me go.
Unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to share another scripture with you about, this is the Bible, part of the Christmas story that most people are familiar with, the next few verses. And it says in chapter 2, and it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered or taxed. This is census was first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, and this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Amen.
Christ the Lord, the newborn King.
as we continue our story this morning. And so it was when the angels had gone away from heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at these things, at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had seen, that they had heard, as it was told to them. Oh, come, all you faithful. I'm saying to you today, church, here, and you who are listening, come, all you faithful, to worship him, the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Joyful and triumphant,
would go, "For he alone is worthy.
For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy."
I know you've been standing for a while, some of you, but, you know, we're going to sit down. We're going to take up our offering, but during the offering, we're going to finish our worship song this morning. You know, you sing about his birth, and you sing about what his message was, but you can't stop here, because if you stop, you got to talk about the cross. You've got to talk about that the purpose for him being here was it so that he could take our place and he could become our sin. See, he took it all on him. So you got to sing about the cross when you sing about the birth, or the people won't get the whole story. We don't worship a baby Jesus. We worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We can talk about his birth because it was an awesome, glorious, immaculate birth. The Virgin Mary, that the Holy Spirit came upon her. He's God. God the Father. He's God's Son. But he had a purpose. And he said it was for the joy that was set before him. What was that joy? It was you and me. We were the joy that was set before him so that he could see us back in relationship with God the Father Almighty. Amen. So we sing about, and then not only did he do that, but then we got to think about, well, now that I'm saved, I'm going to be with him one of these days. That's a glorious day. The glorious day is when we get to see him face to face and we get to say thank you. Amen.
One day when heaven is filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men. My example is he. Word became flesh and the light shined among us. His glory revealed. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on a tree. Suffering anguish, despised and rejected. Well, in our sins, my Redeemer is he. Hands to heal nations, stretched out on a tree, and took the nails for me. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day.
One day the grave could conceal it no longer. One day the stone rolled away.
Death cannot hold him. The grave cannot keep him from rising again. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day the trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the skies with his glory will shine. Wonderful day my beloved one's bringing. My Savior Jesus is mine. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, oh glorious day.
Amen. Praise him, church. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Oh, glorious day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Whew. Let's just praise God for this praise and worship team. Amen. Thank you, praise and worship team. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. You know, there's just something about that song. It tells how we feel, right? Amen. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus for all this. Well, I'm going to get out of way here in just a minute. We've got some of our children that have learned some things, and they want to share some of the Christmas story with us. So I forgot. That's right. I want to give Glenn. Glenn wants to say something.
Morning, all. Here to represent everyone to present a gift to pastors. Shirley, would you please come up? Go ahead. It's working or not? Hello? Please, Shirley, come. A little closer. Okay. Pastor Jerry? No. Surprise. All right, good. I have a gift for each of you from the church. Christmas gift from us all. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you can hold mine. Don't open it. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We love you all so much. And I was telling, we had some of the elders out the other night to for a meal and stuff, and you know, you all are an awesome church, very awesome, and we love you all so much. I can speak for Shirley and all of us that we really know that our backs are covered by your prayers, you know, and I know it's been a lot of different things going on, but the fact that you have covered us in prayer is the very reason that Pastor Jerry is still here. Because of your faith and believing with us. Amen. And God's not done with us, church. God's not done with Pastor Jerry. He's got some more word to preach. Pastor Shirley's going to be preaching some more word and prophesying. I tell you, that prophetic spirit's stronger and stronger. As the Lord is getting us ready for the days ahead. Amen. So, we love you. Thank you so very much. Now, I'm going to ask Miss Denise to come forward. Jimmy, would you move this over?